Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure on this Friday, November 19th, to welcome a guest to the podcast. Today we have reading for us Andy Wharton. Andy and his wife Virginia are very active at Mountain Brook Baptist and we're so grateful that you have taken the time, Andy, to read for us today.
Today's reading comes from Acts chapter 21, verses 1 through 36. And when he had parted from them and set sail, we came by a straight course to Kos, and the next day to Rhodes, and from there to Patara. And having found a ship crossing to Phoenicia, we went aboard and set sail. When he had come in sight of Cyprus, leaving it on the left, we sailed to Syria and landed at Tyre. From there the ship was to unload his cargo. And having sought out the disciples, we stayed there for 7 days. And through the Spirit, they were telling Paul not to go on to Jerusalem. When our days there were ended, we departed and went on our journey, and they all, with wives and children, accompanied us until we were outside the city. And kneeling down onto the beach, we prayed and said farewell to one another. Then we went on board the ship, and they returned home. When we had finished the voyage from Tyre, we arrived at Ptolemais, and we greeted the brothers and stayed with them for 1 day. On the next day, we departed and came to Caesarea, and we entered the house of Philip the Evangelist, who was one of the seven, and stayed with him. We had 4 unmarried daughters who prophesied. While we were staying for many days, a prophet named Agabus came down from Judea. And coming down to us, he took Paul's belt and bound his own feet and hands and said, "Thus says the Holy Spirit, this is how the Jews at Jerusalem will bind the man who owns this belt and deliver him into the hands of the Gentiles." When we heard this, we and the people then urged him not to go up to Jerusalem. Then Paul answered, "What are you doing, weeping and breaking my heart? For I am ready not only to be imprisoned, but even to die in Jerusalem for the name of the Lord Jesus." And since he would not be persuaded, we ceased and said, "Let the will of the Lord be done." After these days, we got ready and went up to Jerusalem. And some of the disciples from Caesarea went with us, bringing us to the house to the Nason of Cyprus, an early disciple with whom we should lodge. When we had come to Jerusalem, the brothers received us gladly. On the following day, Paul went in with us to James, and all the elders were present. After greeting them, he related one by one the things that God had done among the Gentiles through his ministry. And when they heard it, they glorified God. And they said to him, "You see, brother, how many thousands are among the Jews of those who have believed? They are all zealous for the law, and they have been told about you that teach you all the Jews who are among the Gentiles to forsake Moses, telling them not to circumcise their children or walk according to our customs. What then is it to be done? They will certainly hear that you have come. Do therefore what we tell you. We have 4 men who are under a vow. Take these men and purify yourself along with them and pay their expenses so that they may shave their heads. Thus all will know that there is nothing in what they have been told about you, but that you yourself also live in observance of the law. But as for the Gentiles who have believed, we have sent a letter with our judgment that they should abstain from what has been sacrificed to idols, and from blood, and from what has been strangled, and from sexual immorality." Then Paul took the men, and the next day he purified himself along with them and went into the temple, giving notice when the days of purification would be fulfilled and the offering presented for each one of them. When the 7 days were almost completed, the Jews from Asia, seeing him in the temple, stirred up the whole crowd and laid hands on him, crying out, "Men of Israel, help! This is the man who is teaching everyone against the people and the law in this place. Moreover, he even brought Greeks into the temple and has defiled this holy place. For they had previously seen Trophimus the Ephesian with him in the city, and they supposed that Paul had brought him into the temple. Then all the city was stirred up, and the people ran together. They seized Paul and dragged him out of the temple, and at once the gates were shut. And as they were seeking to kill him, word came to the tribune of the cohort that all Jerusalem was in confusion. He at once took soldiers and centurions and ran down to them. And when they saw the tribune and the soldiers, they stopped beating Paul. Then the tribune came up and arrested him and ordered him to be bound with 2 chains. He inquired who he was and what he had done. Some in the crowd were shouting one thing, some another. And as he could not learn the facts because of the uproar, he ordered him to be brought into the barracks. And when he came to the steps, he was actually carried by the soldiers because of the violence of the crowd, for the mob of the people followed, crying out, "Away with him." And now a reading from Psalm 20. May the Lord answer you in the day of trouble. May the name of the God of Jacob protect you. May he send you help from the sanctuary and give you support from Zion. May he remember all your offerings and regard with favor your burnt sacrifices. May he grant you your heart's desire and fulfill all your plans. May we shout for joy over your salvation, and in the name of our God set up our banners. May the Lord fulfill all your petitions. Now I know that the Lord saves his anointed. He will answer him from his holy heaven with the saving might of his right hand. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we trust in the name of the Lord our God. They collapse and fall, but we rise and stand upright. O Lord, save the king. May he answer us when we call. And now let's turn to Nehemiah chapter 9. Now on the 24th day of this month, the people of Israel were assembled with fasting and in sackcloth and with earth on their heads. And the Israelites separated themselves from all foreigners and stood and confessed their sins and the iniquities of their fathers. And they stood up in their place and read from the book of the law of the Lord, their God, for a quarter of the day. For another quarter of it, they made confession and worshiped the Lord, their God. On the stairs of the Levites stood Jeshua, Benai, Kadmiel, Shebaniah, Buni, Sherebiah, Bani, and Chenani, and they cried with a loud voice to the Lord God. Then the Levites, Jeshua, Kadmiel, Benai, Hashabaniah, Sherebiah, Hadiah, Shebaniah, and Pethiah said, "Stand up and bless the Lord your God from everlasting to everlasting. Blessed be your glorious name, which is exalted above all blessings and praise. You are the Lord, you alone. You have made heaven, the heaven of heavens, with all their hosts, the earth and all that is on it, the sea and all that is in them, and you preserve all of them. And the host of heaven worships you. You are the Lord, the God who chose Abram and brought him out of Ur of the Chaldeans and gave him the name Abraham. You found his heart faithful before you and made with him the covenant to give to his offspring the land of Canaanite, the Hittite, the Amorite, the Perizzite, the Jebusite, and the Girgashite. And you have kept your promise, for you are righteous. And you saw the affliction of our fathers in Egypt and heard their cry at the Red Sea, and performed signs and wonders against Pharaoh and all his servants and all the people of his land. For you knew that they acted arrogantly against our fathers, and you made a name for yourself as it is to this day. And you divided the sea before them, so that they went through the midst of the sea on dry land, and you cast their pursuers into the depths as a stone into mighty waters. By a pillar of cloud you led them in the day, and by a pillar of fire in the night to light them for the way in which they should go. You came down on Mount Sinai and spoke with them from heaven, and gave them right rules and true laws, good statutes and commandments. And you made known to them your holy Sabbath, and commanded them commandments and statutes and a law by Moses your servant. You gave them bread from heaven for their hunger, and brought water for them out of the rock for their thirst. And you told them to go in to possess the land that you had sworn to give them. But they and our fathers acted presumptuously and stiffened their neck, and did not obey your commandments. They refused to obey and were not mindful of the wonders that you performed among them. But they stiffened their neck and appointed a leader to return to their slavery in Egypt. But you are a God ready to forgive, gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love, and did not forsake them. Even when they had made for themselves a golden calf and said, 'This is your God who brought you up out of Egypt,' and committed great blasphemies, you in your great mercies did not forsake them in the wilderness. The pillar of cloud to lead them in the way did not depart from them by day, nor the pillar of fire by night to light for them the way by which they should go. You gave your good spirit to instruct them, and did not withhold your manna from their mouth, and gave them water for their thirst. 40 years you sustained them in the wilderness, and they lacked nothing. Their clothes did not wear out, and their feet did not swell. And you gave them kingdoms and people and allotted to them every corner. So they took possession of the land of Sihon, king of Heshbon, and the land of Og, king of Bashan. You multiplied their children as the stars of heaven, and you brought them into the land that you had told their fathers to enter and possess. So the descendants went in and possessed the land, and you had subdued before them the inhabitants of the land, the Canaanites, and gave them into their hand, with their kings and the peoples of the land, that they might do with them as they would. And they captured fortified cities and a rich land, and took possession of houses full of all good things, cisterns already hewn, vineyards, olive orchards, and fruit trees in abundance. So they ate and were filled and became fat and delighted themselves in your great goodness. Nevertheless, they were disobedient and rebelled against you and cast your law behind their back and killed your prophets, who had warned them in order to turn them back to you, and they committed great blasphemies. Therefore, you gave them into the hand of their enemies, who made them suffer. And in the time of their suffering, they cried out to you, and you heard them from heaven. And according to your great mercies, you gave them saviors, who saved them from the hand of their enemies. But after they had rest, they did evil again before you, and you abandoned them to the hand of their enemies, so that they had dominion over them. Yet, when they turned and cried to you, you heard from heaven, and many times you delivered them according to your mercies. And you warned them in order to turn them back into your law, yet they acted presumptuously and did not obey your commandments, but sinned against your rules, which if a person does them, he shall live by them. And they turned to a stubborn shoulder and stiffened their neck and would not obey. For many years you bore with them and warned them by your spirit through your prophets, yet they would not give ear. Therefore you gave them into the hand of the peoples of the lands. Nevertheless, in your great mercies, you did not make an end of them or forsake them, for you are a gracious and merciful God. Now, therefore, our God, the great, the mighty, and the awesome, who keeps covenant and steadfast love, let not all the hardship seem little to you that has come upon us, upon our kings, our princes, our priests, our prophets, our fathers, and all your people, since the time of the kings of Assyria until this day. Yet you have been righteous in all that has come upon us, for you have dealt faithfully, and we have acted wickedly. Our kings, our princes, our priests, and our fathers have not kept your law or paid attention to your commandments and your warnings that you have given them, even in their own kingdom and amid your great goodness that you gave them, and in the large and rich land that you set before them. They did not serve you or turn from their wicked works. Behold, we are slaves this day. In the land that you gave to our fathers to enjoy its fruits and its good gifts, behold, we are slaves. And its rich yield goes to the kings whom you have set over us because of our sins. They rule over our bodies and over our livestock as they please, and we are in great distress. Because of all this, we make a firm covenant in writing. On the sealed document are the names of our princes, our Levites, and our priests.
Thank you so much, Andy, for joining the podcast today. I want to hear a little bit about you and where you grew up.
Yeah, Mary, absolutely. Glad to be here today. So my name is Andy Wharton, and I'm a native of Tuscaloosa, Alabama, and I attended the University of Alabama and have since moved up here afterwards back in 2019. And I guess that's when I started getting plugged in truly to Mountain Brook Baptist Church, mostly through my wife, Virginia. She grew up in the church, and we just started going together when I moved up here.
Awesome. I want to hear a little bit more about that. How did you and Virginia meet?
Virginia and I met through mutual friends at the University of Alabama, and I asked her to just a Christmas date party one night, and we really hit it off and never looked back.
Oh, and then how did you get engaged, and when did you get married?
So we got engaged actually in the front yard of the current house we live in right now. And we got married back in August of 2020. It was a little different. You know, we had planned for a June wedding, but you know, with COVID-19 going on, we had to make some adjustments. But nonetheless, we've been married a little over a year now, and it's just been amazing.
Great. Thank you for sharing that. I'm wondering about your profession. What do you do for a living?
So I'm a certified public accountant at Pierce Bevel. I specialize in healthcare, tax, and accounting work, and I've been doing that for a little bit over 2 years now.
Can you tell me about some hobbies that you have?
Yeah, I've really started to pick up the game of golf, really trying to get better at that. I feel like that's constantly an uphill battle. I really enjoy the outdoors, hiking, hunting, fishing, really just anything that gets me outside.
One of the times I first met you, Andy, I realized that you are very knowledgeable about vehicles. Tell me a little bit about your love for working on a vehicle and how that developed.
Yeah, so my dad, he owned a car dealership for 30 years in a rural section of Alabama. And I started when I was in middle school just doing oil changes and very general mechanic work. Pretty much anything I could get my hands on that wouldn't just absolutely destroy a car, he would let me work on. And that turned into, you know, doing engine replacements and all kinds of other things. And I've really just always carried that with me as I've grown up. You know, I've kind of turned into the guy that when your friends call and your truck's broken down, I'm the phone call that they make.
You're a good friend to have. With Thanksgiving coming up this next week, I'm kind of curious, are you excited about this holiday? What is your favorite holiday and why?
Yeah, I'm actually very excited about this upcoming holiday season. So due to COVID, we weren't really able to travel and get to spend as much time with our families as we wanted to. So really, this is in a way Virginia and I's first married holiday season together, and we're going to get to do the whole traveling deal together and meet up with my family and her family and really just enjoy being with each other this year. So we're super excited for it.
And I want to know a little bit more about how you came to faith in Christ. Tell me about your journey with him.
Yeah. So, you know, I grew up going to church. I guess, especially down in the South, that's just kind of what you normally do. I never thought of it as anything different. But I never really came into my own faith until later on in life, towards college, when I truly accepted Jesus into my heart. And I made that personal decision that I want to be a follower of Christ and give my body over to him.
I know that even this very morning, we're recording on a Wednesday, you were helping out with a boys' Bible study. I think it's 4th through 6th grade boys. Tell me a little bit more about that.
Yeah, so I've been helping out for 2 semesters now with Wayne, and the 4th through 6th grade boys' Bible study has been such a great experience. You know, it started out last semester as brand new. None of the boys really said a peep. They weren't just kind of eating their Chick-fil-A biscuits and going along with it. And now this semester, we've got kids praying us out and actively participating, and it's so cool to see them come into their faith at such a young age, especially. I think it's been such a great program.
Tell me a little bit about what you guys study.
So we started out just doing a general overview of the Old Testament, you know, explaining that, and then going into the New Testament and talking about Jesus and how he died for our sins and that he does love us, you know, just really laying the groundwork and a foundation for these guys to really start building their faith themselves.
I know that you are also involved with the growth group because your growth group meets on my patio on Thursday nights. Tell me a little bit about how you got involved in the growth group and what it has meant to you.
Yeah, so I've been doing a couple growth groups with Wayne now. Shortly after I got plugged into Mountain Brook Baptist Church, Wayne texted me reaching out saying, "Hey, I'm getting a group of guys for a growth group together. Would you be interested in joining?" And I said, "Yeah, absolutely." So this is my 3rd growth group I've been involved with Wayne. And it's just been such a really great experience. Like, I've, you know, gotten to listen to so many different points of views and different ways of interpretations of scripture with different groups of guys, made new friends. And I think we've really all expanded our knowledge of the gospel and grown our faith together. And it's just been a really awesome experience. And I really look forward to continuing it.
Thank you so much, Andy, for joining the podcast today. Would you end our time together with prayer?
Father God, thank you so much for being a God of mercies and a God of understanding and still coming back to us with open arms, even when we sin and go against your way. We thank you for Project 119, and we thank you for Mary and Mountain Brook Baptist Church and all the great things they're doing in your name. We ask that you watch over those as they begin to travel this holiday season, as they may not have been able to visit with family and friends last year due to COVID-19. And most importantly, we ask that you continue to do amazing things within this community and keep using anyone and everyone around here to glorify your name. And in your name we pray, amen.